First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs will build a new sanctuary and community center. The announcement by church officials comes nearly 5 months after a gunman killed more than 24 people during a Sunday church service last November. TPR's Joey Palacios reports the new buildings are expected to be completed by next spring.
On Sunday, November 5th, just over 40 people entered First Baptist Church to attend their usual Sunday service. By midway through, a gunman opened fire, killing 26 and injuring 20 others. Since then, the sanctuary for the church has served as a memorial, with chairs bearing the names of men, women, and children who died. On Tuesday night in San Antonio, church pastor Frank Pomeroy announced the church would be given new life.
We are in the midst of a celebration week. This is the week that's leading up to Easter. And what better way to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord than the resurrection of a new church being presented?
The renderings he unveiled show a sanctuary with two towers and an adjacent education center, about 14,000 square feet. In between the two buildings, a memorial prayer garden is planned. Church officials also plan to hang paintings of all 26 victims of the shooting. This is phase one of the nearly two-acre property. Pomeroy says the new building will be a beacon for a community that's still healing.
This building is going to represent not what the world talks about, the hate and the ugliness, but what Paul taught. And he said, love never fails.
The project is expected to cost about $3 million, funded through financial donations, construction materials, and other services. The North American Mission Board, a division of the Southern Baptist Convention, is overseeing the project and will provide any remaining funds if donations fall short. A bell that hung inside the original church will be in one of the new bell towers. Sherry Pomeroy, the pastor's wife, says children loved ringing the bell at the beginning of church service.
After Sunday school, they would all run out and catch the pastor. Pastor, can I ring the bell? Can I ring the bell? And they would race to see who could ring the bell first. And a lot of those children are not with us anymore. One of them, Annabelle, just loved to ring the bell. And that was her favorite thing to do on Sunday mornings, is to get to the bell first and ring it.
Annabelle, the Pomeroy's 14-year-old daughter, died in the shooting. It's unclear what will happen to the current memorial sanctuary. That decision will be made later. Groundbreaking for the new sanctuary is set for May 5th, exactly 6 months after the shooting. In San Antonio, Joey Palacios reporting.